AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election will be held in less than a week. Former President Trump holding policy meetings with advisors, including J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, and President Biden preparing at Camp David with his advisors. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
This is going to look and feel a whole lot different. There will be no live studio audience, no staff interactions once they get on that debate stage. You remember those past debates that have turned into shouting matches between President Biden and former President Donald Trump? Well, this time around, the candidates' microphones will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak.
The hot weather is still the big story from the plains through the Northeast. The heat causing major travel disruptions in the Northeast corridor on Thursday. More records could be broken today. Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. Two people have died so far. And cleanup along the Texas Gulf Coast continues from Tropical Storm Alberto. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is just 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. Social justice groups want social workers and not the police to respond to some emergency calls. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department, for one, has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Remember that 400-ton apartment building crews were moving yesterday? Well, they're back at it today. The building on West Dayton made it about 200 feet, and it stayed right in the middle of the street overnight. Today, they hope to finish the job, moving it a block and a half away to West Mifflin. And tomorrow is the first Invasive Species Day across Wisconsin. Mackenzie Manicky is an invasive plant specialist for the Bureau of National Heritage Conservation.
Invasive species impact our everyday lives, from like outdoor recreation. I'm sure you can think of some things such as invasives getting on your boat or impacting like fish or wildlife habitat. They can impact agricultural yield, livestock health.
There are educational events all over Wisconsin tomorrow. Hikes, adventures, volunteer opportunities, all of them family friendly, including at Devil's Lake State Park tomorrow at 9:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with 6 different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up 4 runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball. 5 runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the 8th.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second. But then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get 3 outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
It's 67 right now.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear. From Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be talking with Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell of the Notre Dame School of Law. We'll be talking about the law of war and how it applies in Gaza.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
What was Peralta like?
He was good. He did a good job. Yeah. He was smart, cunning. He did a good job.
And are you guys still close, or are you...
No, I don't think so. He is... after I lost the election...
Oh.
What?
Oh,
Glenn Kirshner can't get here soon enough this morning.
Can we have him for 2 hours?
Before I have him. Well, we have him tomorrow night in Denver.
You do?
You don't have your tickets yet, man. Go.
Get it.
Sexyliberal.com.
There's a lot.
Sexy Liberal
we'll
Save
about.
The World Tour. Yeah. Lawrence Tribe said this statement made on tape and on the record by Mr. Trump would be admissible in evidence against him on the issue of corrupt intent in the 4 Smith indictments in D.C. that SCOTUS is inexcusably keeping on hold in the United States versus Trump.
He did immediately go, I mean, I won the election.
Yeah, you could tell. He's like, oh, I got to do the lie.
Right.
But he still admitted it.
And when was that interview?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get that guy, Apprentice Book guy. Can we get that guy?
I'll find out.
Oh, also Bob Woodward says he's going to release all of the Trump tapes. Now a warning, Bob. Thanks. Just to show how unfit he is, because that's just a new idea that's occurred to Bob. Okay, I'm fine. Future Attorney General Glenn Kirshner literally cannot get here soon enough this morning because we are, who knows, right? We're waiting Supreme Court.
We're on tenterhooks.
Yes. What are those?
I have no idea what tenterhooks are.
Aren't they for it's good. Meat?
No, those are meat hooks.
Yeah, that was my niece's nickname was meat hook.
All I'm saying is my sphincter has got to unclench at some point.
Because you need to poop at some point.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all backed up. Okay. Because this is why we need the Glenn Kirshners of the world, because that's the problem with this Judge Cannon and this Supreme Court. Who the knows, right? Nothing that we recognize. I remember when every legal expert said, oh, they're not going to take up immunity. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Not only have they taken up, I think it was Andrew Weissman said the same thing we've been saying every day, is that they have basically granted him the immunity that he's asking for. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're holding this up so there is no trial before the election. So if Trump wins, it all goes away. It's just they're not even making a pretense anymore of not being totally in the bag for Trump and totally political.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, when Trump's lawyers appear before Judge Cannon, this is the one next. I can't even keep up with his legal.
Right.
Glenn will explain that. It's a legal term.
Okay.
Yeah. Next Thursday, they will reportedly make a sweeping request to have the judge toss out a wide swath of evidence that Jack Smith is prepared to use. So this would be, they're asking her to revoke prosecutors' access to memos made by his ex-lawyer that are central to the stolen document case. These are the notes that Evan Corcoran, his lawyer,
crime
took.
Crime fraud exception.
Yeah, right, thank you. I was...
Wow.
You know what? The smartest girl in class always has to skip ahead.
I read your
Judge
mind.
Judge Carol Howell said they're fair game because of the crime fraud exception.
I read your mind.
Oh, she's that girl. I know.
And you're like, I did. I was totally that girl.
And I was getting to it.
And she didn't even study yesterday. She was with a whole bunch of stars.
Oh, can I have some Hooray for Hollywood music?
Oh, okay.
Jody did the fanciest Hollywood thing ever yesterday. All right. Anyway, it's a lot of, there's a ruling to, you know, hearing today.
Right.
And I don't know whether, we'll see what Glenn thinks. She's just going to kill this thing by a thousand cuts. You know,
yep.
Today it's like, oh, you know, was it legal to even appoint Jack Smith?
Yes, it was.
Like, what? This stuff has never even been brought up before legally. But of course, with Trump, it's like one Hail Mary after another. No, go ahead. We can talk about it now. What?
We're talking about the courts, and I'm playing Hooray for Hollywood.
I wasn't done about the courts because of the smartest girl in class. I was going to say the smartest thing anyone's ever said about the crime fraud exception.
I could play the
but now it's all wrong.
Law and Order theme would be more appropriate.
Because Carol Burnett had to get her hands in the cement yesterday. All right, go. It was fantastic. I saw coverage of it. It was very touching, her remark. Can I just say something? I know she has 11 billion awards. Doesn't it seem like everybody is late on stuff for Carol Burnett? She's 91. She never had her hands in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
When did she get her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
In the 70s.
Okay.
Right.
That's probably a more appropriate time. But she should have had her hands in the...
Yeah, but the Mark Twain, everything was late. She's like the comedic icon of America.
The Mark Twain Award you give for a body of work.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't have 11 billion decades
yet. She's still adding to her body of work. Palm Royale was renewed for a second season.
Oh,
so,
right, fine. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, let's let him wait until she's 100.
I got to see Paul Sand yesterday.
You what?
I got to see Paul Sand yesterday. He's in Palm Royale.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Anyway, do tell. I saw her very touching comments about her. But she used to go there with her grandma, and it must have been a huge thing for her.
It was. I think it was one of the more important ones.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was funny, though, because when she was talking, she said, yeah, I've been dreaming about this for 80 years.
To my point, Chris.
Right. Sure.
You're a little late.
She knows it's a little late. I can't believe she hasn't had her.
They're lucky she has good genes.
Right.
It's like 91. Oh, well, maybe we'll wait a little longer. Did she bring her entire like bag of Emmys and all her other awards with her
to
all these things?
No, but I did
just
meet...
put that in the imprint that in the just bam.
No. But I did meet our cousin Bill Hader.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yes.
And he's adorable.
And you got to talk to Jimmy Kimmel, and you told him we were there. And did he say, oh, I saw you guys?
No, he did not, because I said we were
at the Biden event.
Yeah, at the Biden event. He was very nice. And I said, and we watched the thing, and Biden didn't, you know, stumble off stage. He goes, no, he didn't.
And he's like, of course he didn't.
Right.
Of course he didn't.
And you talked to Allison Janney.
I talked to Allison Janney. Laura Dern. Well, I've known Laura for years.
Right. Mindy Cohn.
Stop goosing her. She can remember.
Well,
she was there yesterday.
Everything.
Yeah, we already talked about all this.
Let her tell the story. Well, the rest of us didn't hear it.
No, it was.
I had a shorky on my neck. I just got down here late. Go ahead.
No, it was lovely, and my Aunt Chrissy was there, and Maya Rudolph was there, and it was fun to meet Bill Hader because Jane Lynch was sitting in front of us, and then he was sitting next to her, and he was talking to her about being my mom's cousin, how he found out, which is how everybody else found out. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, excuse me, hi, I'm Jody. I'm your other cousin. I'm Carol's daughter. And he goes, hi. And I said, and this is my husband, Lonnie, and this is your other cousin, Christine, and this is your other cousin, Max, and this is your other cousin,
and your other brother.
Yeah. You know, and it was very, and he was so sweet.
It was a family reunion.
It really was. Yeah.
Were all your brothers named Daryl there as well?
Yes, and my
brother Daryl.
Yeah, it was very, he was just.
Speaking of that, Julia Duffy was there, too.
She was there.
Yes.
She's fantastic. Wow.
And she was very nice, and she was.
Well, I would assume it was a star-studded event for the comedic icon of our time. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we are old. Someone mentioned a mimeograph machine.
I saw that.
I'm like, nope, I know that.
I know what those are. I used one when I was a kid.
I yesterday literally said, I didn't have a smartphone. I went outside and caught fireflies. Oops. Big lies getting harder and harder.
Right.
Mimeograph. Mimeograph, you can get high on that
stuff.
Yeah,
you can.
Sure.
Remember that purple smell it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, almost made test day not as bad.
I got to use one once. I made a thing for a French class, and I got to use the mimeograph machine. And I was in sixth grade. That was cool.
Wow. The kids are listening to us just like,
what? They don't even know how to handwrite. They
what
don't know
is
cursive
going on?
Writing.
Well, I mean, cursive really isn't useful.
How do you sign your name?
I'm not good at it, and I got it beaten into me by nuns for years.
It's not useful anymore, though.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Do you sign X?
You can sign your name without writing cursive.
Okay.
Printing?
All right,
no.
kids, everybody. Get it together. Keep it together. So, yeah, good Lord. So, what are you thinking? You're thinking they're not going to do the immunity ruling today? Because today could be the day.
I mean,
dear God, can you imagine? We will remember where we were if they rule.
Then Joe Biden stays in office.
Right. What did someone say? I hope SEAL Team 6 and Biden are waiting outside Mar-a-Lago for the ruling.
I think what they're going to do is grant partial immunity that the president already has. And that'll be it. The president already has immunity during official acts.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those weren't official acts.
Does anyone else think it's disturbing that he's talking about nukes again? I can't ever tell what story is more.
So like the governor of Puerto Rico?
Bombshelly.
Yeah.
I just, that we still wake up in a country where we could still give this deranged criminal lunatic the nuclear codes is, it's this book that's coming up, the Puerto Rico's former governor. Trump said, I tell you what, if nuclear war happens, we won't be second in line pressing the button. One political analyst said this is a continuation of Trump's fascination with nuclear power. He has long fancied himself to be some nuclear specialist because he had an uncle who was some kind of scientist at MIT. It's the drive-by degrees that we've all been.
Right.
I'm very smart. My relationship to MIT.
Yeah.
Yes, like our relationship to anything we've driven by once. Okay, and he's talked about it since the 80s, and he's bragged. You know, he scared countless journalists in the run-up to the election, and it shows his fundamental instability and that he is crazy, which is what voters judge him on versus Biden and his age. I mean, not to mention, he just listens to whoever talked to him last. Yep. And if Lindsey Graham's in a let Netanyahu, you know, nuke Gaza day, he'll be like, all right, let's do that. That'll make me look tough. I mean, it's just, okay. All right. Oh, he also casually said the CIA was probably behind John F. Kennedy's assassination. Just casually threw that out. But also, as you recall, Ted Cruz's father was responsible. So he's also said that previously. So this is just the beginning of the crazy stack this morning. Just this is the, terrifying, crazy stack. Okay. I just, I'm going to need to digest before I get ready for Glenn Kirshner. Okay, it's a cattywampus. We have a Glenn Kirshner, Rude Pundit, and Frangela.
Yeah.
Right? We had Hal and John yesterday because we're traveling to Denver. SexyLiberal.com. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Can I just tell you, I start to panic when I have to leave my dogs even for a day.
Oh,
Is that weird? I feel like I miss them more than they even miss me.
Oh.
I may be unnaturally attached to my dogs, but this is why I would never feed the kibble. Who even thought of kibble? You wouldn't feed your children kibble. What is it? It's burnt brown stuff they cook on high heat and plop. This is raw, freeze-dried, real food, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. They love it so much. It's so, first of all, dry to the touch, pantry-safe, shelf-stable, and they love that taste. 54% off and a free bag of Cod Crispies!
Cod Crispies!
Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fleas may apply.
Now, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, 1 in 2 adults have high blood pressure. So many of my friends that I know, there's a 50-50 chance that you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their 2-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com, use the code CONTROL to save 20% and get free shipping, or you can text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. So you have nothing to lose. Hurry. Don't wait to get your blood pressure under control. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 20% for this week only. This offer ends this Sunday. Don't delay. Text CONTROL to 511-511. 20% off. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Look at the fantastic new Sexy Liberal Save the World t-shirt. Available along with tickets to Denver tomorrow night at sexyliberal.com.
Yes.
Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, sweaty church whore.
Why, hello, good morning, sexy liberal.
Hello, yes.
I know the science is tired of the lies coming from the right. Yes, you have Mayor McCheese still trying to walk it back. He didn't mean to say what he said about me and Kate's beloved city. It's like, you know, you pant low, the damage is done.
Yeah.
So sit this one out, Colonel Sanders. But my thing is... And the thing is why I am upset, and if I didn't catch it on the show, I do apologize. But with Clarence Thomas and with Sam Alito, with them not wanting to recuse themselves from these cases, where in the actual F is John Roberts to kick, you know, to come in and say something or do something? The fact that he's quieted in a...
he just calls balls and strikes.
Right.
He just calls balls and strikes. He doesn't get involved.
Yeah.
He's exhausted from ending racism in America. Mm-hmm. His work is done here.
And so And our highest court is a laughable joke, and it's like Ralph Wiggum would say, it's funny, but not ha-ha funny. But overall, it's sad. It truly is. The highest court in the land is I would never think in my 45 years of being on this earth that it would be in the shape that it's in. And it's a damn shame. It just really is. Well, I'll let you guys go. I think Amazon is delivering my new chiffon because my other ones wore out.
All right. All right. Would you like to give an unsolicited testimonial to the power of sexy liberal? You were there in Madison.
I sure was. Damn it. People in Denver, you are in for one hell of a show. There's going to be groping and possibly a crotch shot, maybe.
All right. That was not exactly unsolicited. Right, that was pried out of her with a crowbar. But still. Pardon me?
A crotch
shot. Oh, I did my Evolution of Woman in slinky dress montage.
Okay.
Yes, that John Fugelsang took of me first learning to walk upright in a very, very tight dress in Madison for Sexy Liberal. Check it out. I put it on Instagram. I don't know what's going on with threads. I put it on Instagram and Twitter. Okay. By the way, Rude Pundit, who joins us at the top of the hour, just summed it up. He said, nothing like the feeling of stomach-dropping dread just before the Supreme Court releases decisions, wondering how they're going to up our lives this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you everything you need to know about why their approval rating is where it is. You're just like, oh, my God, now what, right? Mark Elias, I love him. He said, if you're looking for someone who compromises with Republicans, I'm not your guy. There is no middle ground between an arsonist and a firefighter. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Not with this version of the Republican Party. Oh, my God, if I have to read another one of these, like, Biden should pardon
Oh, my God,
Trump.
I'm tired of that. Davis saying that?
Yes. In the service of bipartisanship, he should encourage Kathy Hochul to pardon him. We all should live happily ever after. Oh, shut up. Shut up. No. Oh, my God.
First of all, Trump, not in a million years, will pardon
Hunter.
Exactly. No, that's what I mean.
You can't. You reach a handout to the other side now, they'll chop it off and shove it up your mother's ass.
What? Oh, goodness.
Am I wrong? This is not, they're not here. They're trolls. Like you say, they're here to own the libs. They're not here to work in a bipartisan fashion to do anything for Americans. It's, which is why we just have to win. There it is. Biden polls ahead of Trump because you know polls are bull. Unless I like them and then I'm going to report them.
Yep.
Yeah. Biden, the president has pulled ahead of Trump in 538's latest average of polls, with the president leading in the last five national polls, measured by 1 or 2 points. Good Lord. Bobby Kennedy is still at just under 10%. Please, God, do a little research about what a effing lunatic he is. By the way, he's threatening to prosecute everyone at CNN or something, something for not letting him debate. Tell you what, we'll let your brainworm debate. We'll have a little podium and a little.
Yeah, he's claiming it's
the same
federal
rules are for everybody. You have to be on a certain number of ballots and have a certain number in the polling. And he doesn't have. He's threatening to prosecute everybody.
He's saying
for,
it's under FEC rules
for you know, what is he calling it? Financial.
It's a
campaign finance violation. It's like, are you? Shut up.
He's more than welcome to have his own debate and invite the other.
Invite lunatics.
Absolutely, he's more
lunatics
than welcome.
Yeah.
There is no set rule book on how debates go.
Right.
God. Yeah. Okay. Hi, go. Okay. Ben Wickler is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, from which our sweaty church whore hails.
Yes. Right.
And she does hail, let me just tell you.
Elections are about choices. It's about a contrast. And on the one hand, we see Trump committed dozens of crimes in order to prevent voters from finding out the truth when he was running in 2016. He tried to throw out 100,000 Milwaukee votes and many others to try to overturn the election in 2020 in a criminal conspiracy. And now he wants to get into the White House to go after the people who he thinks wronged him. It's a revenge campaign. And on the other hand, President Biden, who is delivering and talking about his economic record and his continued work to bring costs down and bring that economic boom into ways that resonate for everyone. I think the more people find out about Trump, the better it is for Biden.
Yes. That's the problem with bipartisanship with this current iteration of the Republican Party. You can't show grace to a party. No. All they want is revenge.
Yep. Yes.
And they have been very clear about it, not just Trump, all of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to Steve Bannon talk, if you listen to Mick Mulvaney just talking about a revenge-a-thon, when they get, that's all they want.
Yep.
Why would you show grace and class to those people?
Right.
They don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sun tweets another last-minute jaunt to Denver sexy liberal VIP, this time including a Nerd Halen show.
What, huh?
Hal Sparks band Nerd Halen is playing all... This is the weekend to be in Denver, City by the Bay, people.
It
Rent
is.
A pedal boat in the City by the Bay and come see sexy liberal and Nerd Halen. Glenn Kirshner next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 17-year-old boy is dead after being shot at a Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration last night. A 15-year-old boy was wounded. It happened as an event at a park was wrapping up early because of fights. A 17-year-old is accused of firing several shots into the crowd. He's under arrest. Scientists say changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says the risk is rising at a younger age, and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
120,000 people in Wisconsin age 65 and older were living with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Wisconsin Dells area broke another tourism record in 2023. A study by Tourism Economics shows $2 billion in traveler economic impact. More and more people are able to visit as property owners list their homes and condos on rental sites like Vrbo and Airbnb. Now that it's officially summer, it's the busy season in the Dells. And the Harry Whitehorse Sculpture Festival wraps up this weekend. For the last week, a dozen artists from all over the world have been making pieces on the shore of Lake Monona. It's named after the late renowned Ho-Chunk artist Harry Whitehorse. His wife Deb says seeing the crowds enjoying these huge wood-carved pieces has been so special.
Seeing the amazement on their face, or like scratch their head, saying, you know, how could one guy do all this?
Tomorrow is the final day of the festival. You can see the artists put the finishing touches on their pieces. It's all at San Damiano Park, and it's free. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees.
Currently 69 degrees.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we prepare for the weekend with Take Your Dog to Work Day. Maggie Tate-Techman, the executive director of Hawes, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
parking.samhsa.gov.
I literally talk to business leaders who are fearful about speaking out against this because they're fearful of retaliation.
Are you concerned that Trump could retaliate against you?
Of course I'm concerned. The rule of law is what has made America very special. It has made an environment for business that has been spectacular, a glowing beacon to the entire world. It's the trust that other countries have in us and our system and how we interact, which allows our industries to export and allows the dollar to be the reserve world currency of the world. And that's the reason why Biden is fundamentally, no matter what, more pro-business than Trump.
Wow, thank you. The guy, the LinkedIn founder.
Yeah,
very good points. All right, I got. So look at this. This is the most law school I've ever had in front of me.
Thank God,
former U.S. Attorney
Glenn Kirshner
is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Okay, hi, Glenn. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Steph.
I'm glad you're coming to Denver because this is going to be a seven-hour conversation starting now. We were just saying, tell you everything you need to know about the Supreme Court. That your stomach clenches the day, you know, that we may hear, you know, things probably you've never even imagined legally. So here we are. We're waiting do you think the immunity ruling? You said... in the event you thought six extreme right-wing members of the Supreme Court were all that extreme, they just ruled that something that fires exactly like a machine gun is not a machine gun. Mm-hmm. So there's that ruling, and I don't know if you think we're going to get immunity today and what it's going to be, but what are your thoughts?
No, I mean, what's the hurry? Why should we see the Supreme Court opinion today? I mean, they have, another week or so. So, I do think we'll get the opinion probably right at the end of the term, June 30th, and it unfortunately will involve more hearings, in my opinion, that they direct Judge Chutkan to engage in and then return the case to the Supreme Court for further proceedings. Right. So I think the hope is dwindling that we're going to see a federal trial before the election. And, look, the Supreme Court, that block of justices have shown themselves to be compromised, and they ignore the federal law that says when their impartiality is in question, they must disqualify themselves, so they are in violation of the federal law. It reminds me of, Jim Jordan, who remains in noncompliance with a congressional subpoena. But when you don't go after these folks, Steph, this is exactly what you should expect.
I just never thought in my lifetime it would be so obvious, you know, as everybody says, that they are basically granting Trump the immunity that he's asking for with this delay. The same thing, Judge Cannon is doing, which is a whole nother. By the way, Lawrence Tribe tweeted this statement made on tape that we just played of Donald Trump admitting he lost the election by Mr. Trump would be admissible in evidence against him on the issue of corrupt attempt in the foreign Smith indictments in D.C. that SCOTUS is inexcusably keeping on hold. I mean, once again, you think even all of this stuff we have on tape from Georgia to everywhere, all the documents case, as you always said, really slam dunk. If we could just get it to trial, which it should already have been tried and settled by now.
Right. And the good news, a little bit of silver lining behind the big orange dark cloud is that, one, once Donald Trump loses the election, all of these cases will go to trial, and he will lose the election.
Yeah.
The cases will go to trial. And just as Professor Tribe said, and as I've been saying for a couple of years now, the minute the cases go from the court of public opinion into a court of law, Donald Trump is done, done, done. He was convicted in a New York minute. That jury needed no time to convict him of 34 felony counts. Why? Because the evidence is overwhelming, and the rules of evidence, the rules of law, and the rules of procedure apply in a courtroom, and they don't apply in the court of public opinion. So Donald Trump will be convicted, in the D.C. federal case. He will be convicted in the Georgia case, and he will be convicted, if it ever gets to trial, in the Florida case on the illegal documents, obstruction of justice, and espionage charges. It's just a matter of getting him into the courtrooms, and we will.
So let's talk, Judge Cannon. So today, I always try to look for the silver linings, as you do. The hearing scheduled for today to consider disqualifying Jack Smith could, according to one prosecutor, could backfire and lead to her being booted. I still have a dream about that. If Cannon rules against him, legal scholars say he might have the ammunition he needs to finally request the judge's recusal from the case. On what grounds is Jack Smith, should he be disqualified? What are they even arguing legally?
No, there are no grounds. They're arguing, she brought a bunch of conservative operatives in to make arguments to her. That's typically not how criminal litigation works. Take it from somebody who, you know, litigated cases for 30 years. But she invited these people in. They're all going to make their pitch on behalf of Donald Trump. They are basically saying, well, we understand that special counsel and independent counsel procedures are lawful. Indeed, we've been using them in America since the 1800s, including most recently against Trump when Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel. They said, but, you know, you really should have drawn somebody from inside the Department of Justice, not outside the Department of Justice. Yeah. And Jack Smith left DOJ to do what? To prosecute war criminals. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Bob Mueller was not a U.S. attorney at the time either. So, you know, this whole thing is pure farce and theater. But, Steph, I hope to hell she grants the motion to dismiss, because Jack Smith will appeal so fast it'll make her head spin. And I believe it will then be time for him to throw in a motion to disqualify her. Right. And it's one that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals may very well side with Jack Smith.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Ruth Marcus wrote, this is the kind of Hail Mary motion that should have been dispatched quickly after Trump's lawyers filed it in February, but that's not the canon way. I mean, it's just, there's one just completely bewildering thing after another. And I was saying, you know, Glenn, I guess it's going to be a question of, is she going to try to kill this by a thousand cuts? Or, you know, but I keep hoping, as you do, that she is going to overstep at some point. I mean, what's the other reporting we heard? The New York Times reported that the U.S. District Judge for the Southern District of Florida, Eileen Cannon, was asked by two senior federal judges to recuse herself from Trump's classified documents case, but she refused. The judges who approached her, including the chief judge in the Southern District, each asked her to consider whether it would be better if she were to decline the high-profile case, allowing it to go to another judge. But Judge Cannon, who was appointed by Trump, wanted to keep the case and refused the judge's entreaties. So here we go. I mean,
this is really important, Steph, because the federal law, as we've discussed, says when a justice, Supreme Court justice, federal court judge, or federal magistrate court judge, when their impartiality might reasonably be questioned, the law requires them to disqualify themselves from the case. Now, what do we have in the reporting? Two of her colleagues, including her own chief judge, Judge Altanaga, told her, you know what? We're reasonably questioning the appearance of your impartiality, and you shouldn't accept the case. And there's a third judge who went on record with NPR, 27-year judge, now retired from federal court in New York, Judge Shira Sheinlin, who I urge everybody to look at her NPR interview. She said, in her opinion and in her experience, Judge Cannon is showing, quote, favoritism to the defense, to Donald Trump, and antagonism to the prosecutors. That's a pretty searing indictment. And the body of evidence for disqualification, I believe, is growing by the day. So we may just get there.
Yeah, well, and obviously then, what's the next thing? Thursday, Trump's lawyers will appear before Cannon to make a sweeping request to have the judge toss out a wide swath of evidence. This would be Evan Corcoran's notes, right, which are obviously were ruled admissible because of the crime fraud exception. The Trump people asked the Cannon to revoke prosecutors' access to those memos made by his ex-lawyer. I mean, who knows what's going to happen today, but if we get to that, go ahead. Just to say.
Yeah, it's like frivolous motions are us. That's what Donald Trump's scheme is all about. And you know why? And again, this is what Judge Sheinlin observed. Judge Cannon will take every motion and like a beaver, she will build a dam and she will stop everything from running downstream and progressing. So the more frivolous motions Donald Trump's lawyers file, the stronger that dam becomes, and nothing can pass. And she's making sure of that. So as you say, not only death by a thousand cuts, but it's death by a thousand continuances, because she will not let the case progress.
Oh, Beaver Stack meets my legal lad. Yeah. It's like a dream come true for me. Oh, I love it. Who doesn't love a good Beaver reference in Pride Month? Hey, Glenn. Let's talk real quick about, so a private investigator hired by a group of MAGA loyalists in Michigan has been granted immunity in the state's election interference case. Some are saying this development could be enough to nail two Trump loyalists charged in the case. They were accused of taking voting data and giving it to digital forensic investigator, that data to try to prove that Trump won, obviously. So he's now been given immunity, which in federal cases and in Michigan, so he can no longer plead the fifth, must give details on the stand. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, the only time prosecutors tend to give immunity is when there is some really blockbuster evidence that we want to be able to use against bigger criminal fish. And for whatever reason, we can't get it by way of entering into a guilty plea with cooperation agreement. So we will simply immunize the witness and say, now you are compelled to provide it to us, but you can't be prosecuted for it. Think about this. That's what they did for David Pecker. They gave him basically a non-prosecution agreement, which is a form of immunity. And how blockbuster did his evidence turn out to be, even though he was never prosecuted? Really important when going after the bigger criminal fish. So immunity is disfavored among prosecutors because we want to hold people accountable for their crimes and then get the incriminating information they have. But sometimes we resort to immunity when the information is really important.
Yeah, that Pecker leaked. I tell you what.
Oh, Ms. Miller.
If he did it at night, would it be nocturnal emissions? I'm just asking legal questions of our legal lad.
Do you see the look on Chris's face?
You don't have to answer that, Glenn.
Do not answer that.
He'll answer tomorrow at Sexy
As
Liberal.
As his lawyer,
he gets
do not
all,
answer
he gets
that,
all
Mr.
saucy
Kirshner.
And funny at Sexy Liberal. You let him loose. So, Glenn, a couple of the things you tweeted about. You said Trump is trying to use his flunkies in Congress to try to undo his New York criminal conviction. I wonder if a New York grand jury would be inclined to view that as Trump obstructing justice. I swear to God, I feel like he does it hourly. So what do you think about that one?
So what I think about it is when I see the Jim Jordans and the MAGA Mike Johnsons of the world weaponizing Congress to try to assist Donald Trump to get away with his crimes by hook or by crook, that smells like obstruction of justice. It smells like an abuse of their governmental power. If I were a district attorney, I would simply be in the grand jury presenting evidence of it to see if the grand jurors decided there was enough evidence that a crime was committed and that a particular person or people committed it. And then I would ask them to vote out indictments. That's the way the system works.
Okay. Also, I forgot about this one. New York court, you tweeted New York's highest court makes it a clean sweep. Every judge in every court has rejected Trump's attempts to toss his various gag orders. Next up, Eileen Cannon. So that's another. When is the, I can't
Friday,
keep track of
today.
What today.
That's today.
She's
that's
also,
today as well. Today. So
okay.
It's both, you know, she's basically putting Jack Smith on trial today. When have we seen this before? Remember
Fani Willis?
District Attorney Fani Willis?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's prosecuting Donald Trump. So they're going to put her on trial. Fortunately, she won. Now Judge Cannon is doing another form of that. And here's the thing, Steph. She's not even requiring Donald Trump to be in the damn courtroom today when defendants in criminal cases are almost always required to be in the courtroom every minute of their criminal prosecution. She's like, no. He can go out and campaign while I put Jack Smith on trial. We're living in the legal upside down, Steph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I ask, I saved this for you real quick because Matt Gaetz is going through some stuff.
Yeah.
but I just, the one question we had, once again, is what happened to the DOJ? Because obviously they had Joel Greenberg's like Venmo records and all that, and he pled guilty and implicated Gaetz. So now this new, obviously the once again, like the J6 committee, Congress is hearing testimony from all of these women and also getting, they got obtained, the committee obtained Gaetz's records that could help give them a roadmap for payments he may have made when he was friends with Goldberg. Why didn't the DOJ have Gaetz's Venmo records if they had Greenberg's?
You know, this is a great question, Steph. And remember how during the January 6th House Select Committee hearings, that seemed to sort of move the Department of Justice to actually dig in and begin criminally investigating some folk. It feels like maybe that's happening again with Matt Gaetz. But here's the thing. Listen, I criticize my former professional home, DOJ, when I have to. But here's my take on the Gaetz thing. Joel Greenberg was such a bad, incredible, cooperating witness that notwithstanding what DOJ did, they prosecuted him, they got his cooperation, they tried to clean him up and make him credible to a trial jury. The rumblings are he just kept lying and lying and lying. And there comes a point in time when prosecutors cannot put somebody like that on the stand. Why? Because the cooperator's stink blows back on the prosecutors. If you try to present to the jury somebody who you cannot convince to tell the truth and be credible, and I think that may be why they ultimately didn't believe they could proceed with a guy like Joel Greenberg as their star witness.
Yeah. Let's do legal improv now. Yes, and Matt Gaetz is guilty. Allegedly. Okay. Is that too long a pause?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little long.
Glenn, just before we go, this one January 6th rioter guilty of beating a cop so hard he snapped the flagpole in half. As if those of us who actually love America and actually are patriots weren't aggrieved enough to see our Capitol policemen being beaten with American flags. I mean, this is why I keep saying there has to be accountability, as you always say, from the boots up to the suits, because some of these people, they're running for Congress, these Capitol rioters. I think, thank God, in a couple of places they've lost. But you know what? This is just a practice run, this first coup, if we don't, you know, somehow find accountability for all these people.
Yeah, Donald Trump's angry mob that he inspired and incited to attack the Capitol on January 6th weren't backing the blue. They were beating the blue.
Right.
And a vote for Donald Trump is, and Donald Trump said he will pardon those patriots, those heroes who beat the hell out of our police officers. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote in favor of people who assault police officers at the command of Donald Trump. And let me finish with this. You're absolutely right. We're still doing a pretty good job holding the boots of the insurrection accountable. The folks that Donald Trump told to go to the Capitol and stop the certification, stop the steal. But we haven't. The Department of Justice has not held accountable a single suit of the insurrection, the hierarchy, the command structure, not one. That is a disgraceful dereliction of duty by the Department of Justice not to have charged any of the suits of the insurrection. And here we are bumping up against another presidential election.
This tweet, Glenn Kirshner has a message for the American people. You just have two boxes on the ballot, democracy or dictatorship. Which one are you going to check?
Oh,
we will answer that question tomorrow night in Denver at the Paramount Theater with Glenn Kirshner on panel sexyliberal.com. Thanks, honey.
Safe travels, Glenn.
Safe travels.
See you tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you guys.
All right.
See
ya. There he goes.
Bye.
Yay. 50, did you raise your hand because something horrible has happened?
No,
or,
it's not horrible, but the
It's a tease. We won't know what that is until after this. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Just Thrive. Oh, my God, I'm taking two new amazing products because stress. Why stress? Because Trump, because news, because chaos.
Yeah, all of the above.
Scene. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula, Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a new steady chill.
Oh.
Relaxed you, dude. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. I used to take Sammy.
Uh-huh.
I switched to this stuff.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's good.
And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic.
Yeah.
It has 1,000 times, do you hear me? 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. You got to do your research on probiotics. I'm telling you, this spore probiotic banishes bloat, constipation. Your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone.
Oh.
It supports better sleep. I need that. You wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Just Thrive, Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. Get it. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code Stephanie for a limited time. You get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. It's like getting a month for free.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
What you you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Oh, yeah.
Yummity, yummity, yummity. You know what? I hear that little ice cream truck thing in my head. A, because I'm old, and B, because strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. They even have, I believe you have strawberry vanilla. I mean, you can mix them on
That's
your own.
You can.
Absolutely.
Mm. Half a scoop of this, half a scoop of that.
It's like strawberries and cream at Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that. I've just dreamed about it.
Okay.
But anyway, sound like I'm at Wimbledon every year. Yeah, you know, when I'm... my big hat on.
Sure.
Listen, my point is Tony Horton from P90X thought he wasn't going to make it. He invented a created high impact protein, HMB. That's what's in your whey protein or plant protein, one scoop, and bam, supercharges your muscle growth and boosts your energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS, 30% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee, or text FITNESS to 511-511. This statement's not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text use may apply.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Natalie Yar from the Capital Times joins me to discuss film incentives in Wisconsin. And as always, Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares some great new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.